So it happened, people. It happened because I will never, ever let you down. I had gone, oh, these many years, nay, decades, never going to Red Lobster. And this had to be rectified. So there I was yesterday sitting in Red Lobster. So first, I was with a group of people, a group of friends, good people, who were relishing the fact that I had never been to Red Lobster before, and there was constant advice about what to order, how to order. A friend decked out in a Red Lobster. Not only it's a sweater, but it has a pouch that is a foil lined, so you can keep your Cheddar Bay biscuits hot. Like he's a mama kangaroo, and he's got all the Joeys right there in his Cheddar Bay biscuit pouch. Red Lobster hat, it was a thing. Get to Red Lobster, and Red Lobster is in a little bit of a need of an upgrade. I will not lie to you, Allison. I think it needs possibly some new carpeting, maybe some new lighting, some maybe non-80s music. And it would just to make it a little more contemporary. We get to the table, and you'll notice, first there's the lobster tank map there. The lobster tank is there to let you know that these lobster are going to be fresh. The freshest, finest lobsters right there in central Indiana. Boom!
Freshest lobsters shipped across America.
That it is right there. And so that was there. And then you see these flags. You know, if you're talking about maritime rules, different flags signal different things. Well, they've got flags on the wall that spell out fresh. The flags represent letters, and they spell out fresh. So you know you're in for a treat.
That's some fresh.
We walk over, and they want to give us a booth, but we're five grown men. A booth's not going to work. We get a table. We get a table, sit down. I have video of the entire experience. I start because it ends up being like supersize me. Whatever people suggest, I'm like, yes, bring that. More wine, more women. Small liar. I wasn't there. The check's in the mail. History of the World Part 1. Oh, world class. Anyway. So someone suggested the shrimp wreck. Do you know what that is?
No, it sounds like shipwreck, like it was an actual wreck.
Yeah. Allison, do you know what the shrimp wreck is?
It sounds like a mound of shrimp.
Close. It is a Bloody Mary.
Oh.
Does it have shrimp in it?
There were three shrimp adorning the Bloody Mary.
Not enough
with
shrimp.
Olives and a lot. Well, don't worry. I'll get to the not enough shrimp momentarily. The shrimp wreck comes, and then it's, we have to get appetizers. What do you mean? It's seafood. We have to get, all right, we'll get appetizers. We need the Cheddar Bay biscuits, and we need the crab rangoon stuffed shrimp. And then there was a coconut shrimp. So this all comes to the table. I have to try everything because science. The crab rangoon shrimp I have, nice enough. The coconut shrimp I have, nice enough. Here's the Cheddar Bay biscuit. The Cheddar Bay biscuit. So it comes to us, and everybody takes one, and all of a sudden the table says, wait a second, these aren't fresh enough. More Cheddar Bay biscuits! Like it's this proclamation across the land. I have no idea what's a fresh or not fresh Cheddar Bay biscuit. I'm like, you give me the Cheddar Bay biscuit. They're good. I think people have overdone them. Right? The idea of Cheddar Bay biscuit is life. Well, let's just settle down just a bit. But the amount of people who will talk about Cheddar Bay biscuits and then follow it up with, you know, they've got that mix in the store, like you make it home. Oh, yeah, I've got that. Like, so they're into them. It's good. I'm not saying it isn't good. I dipped it in the ranch. I dipped it in the butter. I did all the things. Then I had Mary, who was one of the servers there, had actually reached out to me. Mary loves the show, by the way. Oh, does Mary love the show? I don't know if I'm outing her, but Mary's fantastic, Allison. And Mary had sent me a message. Get the salmon New Orleans. It's like a Cajun style, and it's blackened. And I said, Mary, thank you so much. I'm going to go with Walt Shrimp. It's a platter of 12 fried shrimp. And the waiter, the server, Kevin says, would you like to add 6 more to that?
I said,
that's the strangest upsell I've ever heard in my entire life. Not 3, not another 6. I'm like, well, I can't, I'm not entitled to say no. I must say yes. So I say yes. And would you like, you get 2 sides, or you can get the baked potato stuffed with like a lobster. It's topped with lobster. And I said, well, I have to do it. So I got the baked potato that was topped with lobster. It was kind of like a lobster cream kind of cheese sauce. And I'm here to tell you guys, you don't have to do that. I've done it for you. And that's all you need to know. I took a bite. I put it down. I never looked at it again.
Oh, that.
I'm not going to lie. I will not lie to Red Lobster. The potato was not for me. Wow. Potato was not for me. But.
Wow.
Comes to the table. Everybody's ordered lobster tails over here. Somebody ordered a side of shrimp scampi. It's garlic buttery fun. Everything was everywhere. And in front of me. Sure as God made little green apples. 18 of Walt's fried shrimp. 3 sides of cocktail sauce. If you were mindlessly eating, if you were not amongst people creating a video like I was, talking, if you were just watching a football game, you could eat 500 of those and not realize you ate anything. One after another after another. I am surprised they don't sell Walt shrimp for football games in buckets. Bucket o' shrimp at Red Lobster. Watch football, eat a bucket of shrimp. Like, and the bucket should be a little bit divided so you have a place to throw the tails. Have you ever had one of these things?
No.
I have not.
Okay. I'm not saying that there aren't better fried shrimp in the world. I am saying that they are not about the breading, they're about the butteriness. It's a breading that almost gets I'm going to use the wrong term, but a touch cakey. So it just makes it delectable. There are better fried shrimp in the world. I'm saying you could eat 1,000 of these and not even know you did it. And they were a fine size. Like I get why people get that. That's fine. It's like the chicken strips of the sea.
Did you dip it in anything? Or is it just straight?
Did I dip it in what didn't I dip it in?
Oh.
Cocktail sauce. I tried it in the ranch. I tried it with the butter. I didn't make a Cheddar Bay biscuit sandwich out of it. I should have done that.
Oh, that's actually a brilliant idea.
That's why they pay me, Allison. That's how I got the show. They said, so Tony, why do you want to do radio? And I said, boys, because the patriarchy, boys, Cheddar Bay biscuit sandwiches. And they said, how much money do you want? And I said, you don't got enough. And they said, that's true. So here's what we'll give you. And I took the job. My experience at Red Lobster is that, first of all, lovely people. Lovely place, and Red Lobster should be a sponsor of Tony Katz in the Morning News. There is a Cheddar Bay biscuit hype that simply is not necessary. It is a lovely biscuit. In the pantheon of free bread at the table, the Cheddar Bay biscuit is up there. It is up there, right? Is it focaccia bread? No, it's not. Is it delicious? Yes. Yeah. You can eat quite a few of those and be very, very happy.